countdown on for the 23rd of this month, and it's the opening day of the Ashes. We wait a long time for the home Ashes series. It will be an atmosphere that is worthwhile being there for, sellout crowd. And the man who will get these amazing chants from this crowd is Nathan Lyon. G'day, Nathan.
Morning, boys.
Just round the corner, mate.
Yeah, can't wait. It's pretty exciting. So looking forward to it.
Got to say, mate, away from you, we'll get to you later on, but what about this Mitchell Starc and this New South Wales attack you've been up close and personal with, mate, the last couple of games? It's been quite phenomenal. It's great to see fast bowlers in such great form leading into an Ashes and petrifying those Poms.
Yeah, no, it's been exceptional, the way that Josh, Pat and Mitch bowled during that last Shield game at Herschel Oval was brilliant to see. It's really given us a lot of confidence going into the Australian summer as a bowling group. So, we're feeling good. And Starkey was pretty incredible, taking two hat-tricks. Everyone's calling him the mop now. Just comes out and cleans up the tail. So, it's pretty good to watch.
I love nicknames. I like that.
I know.
I love. And there's, we were just discussing it actually off-air, Nathan. There's an art to it as well, isn't there?
Oh, it's incredible. It's an incredible skill that he's got. I've never seen anyone being able to clean up, especially tail, but he does it to the top order batters as well. He's an incredible talent. He's one of the best bowlers in the world in my book. So, I'm lucky to have him on my team. I don't have to face him.
Has it cost you more overs, though, Nath, given the quicks have done such a great job? Would you like to have bowled more by now?
No, I'm pretty happy with where I'm standing at, to be honest, lads. I'm all about team success, and I can get all my overs in at the nets if I need to. It's about winning games of cricket for New South Wales and now Australia. So that's where my main focus is. And as a bowling group, our job is to take 20 wickets. So if we can all chime in and help each other out, we can and hopefully take 20 wickets, and we're doing our job for the side. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with that.
You'd be relatively happy, though, mate. 2 for 26 or 1 for 39, 2 for 56 so far to start the Shield season. That's sort of solid.
I've known my role to play, and to come out and bowl okay on a postage stamp for the ground at Herschel, it was a good challenge for me, but it is what it is, and I'm just looking forward to firstly, the Shield game in Brizzy starting Monday, but then obviously the first test, which is the pinnacle.
I'm going to ask you about selection. I know it's something that a player can't really go with too much, mate. But firstly, from a keeping perspective, Pete Neville, how is he gloving them?
I'm always a big fan of Peter Neville. I obviously do a lot of training with him. He's now at the Sixers and obviously New South Wales as well. So he knows my game probably better than anyone else. I'm a big fan of Pete Neville. So, yeah, he's been gloving them quite well.
And just from a balance in the team, Nath, I know the selectors have been very much going down the path of number six being that batter, bowler, the all-rounder. If they went for Jake Lehman, a straight batsman, and you don't have that all-rounder, do you have a bowling buffer anywhere? Do you need an all-rounder at six?
My preference is to probably have a guy that can do both.
Okay.
But it's totally up to selectors. And I feel for the balance of the side. And you take our New South Wales team, for example, with the likes of Moses, who can bat in the top five, but then bowl some really, really handy overs if the ball is reversing or the ball... the pitch is seeming. So it's just the balance of the side is crucial, and that's why the selectors get paid the big bucks, and that's why the captain and coach and the selectors will make the right decision come the first test.
But to have a batter who can bowl those relief overs, let's say a Storn as a Cartwright and Enriquez, is a better balance, you think?
Oh, that's my personal preference. But, yep. I'm lucky enough I don't have to pick the sides flat, so they can pick whatever they want.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Nathan Lyon, or the GOAT, greatest of all time. He likes to call himself that. Hey, Nathan, what about this role? They always shove you in as night watchman. Are you still happy to play that role?
Whenever the batters get scared, they have to send a bowler out. So, it's my role on the side, and I'm pretty happy to do it. My biggest focus is obviously to do my best for the team and hopefully get through the night and protect the batters, and hopefully they can cash in the following day. So it is what it is. I've just got to go out and try and do it the best way I possibly can and take down the new ball.
And in terms of batsmen you're going to bowl to, this English team, is there any one batsman that you think, right, he's the man that I really want to get out, he's the danger man?
You know me, anyone from 1 to 11, I don't care who they are. if they're English, I want to get them out. So we know the English got a classy side, especially with the likes of Cook and Root. Then you look at Anson and Broad as just the top four for those guys. But then you throw in Ali and Wokes and Bairstow. They're a classy side. There's some inexperience there, so hopefully we can make them feel uncomfortable and put them under pressure, and hopefully they can make a few errors and we're able to take 20 wickets as a bowling group.
Nathan, this comes under the banner of good luck for me, but Stuart Broad has come out and he's named Steve Smith as his Ashes bunny. What do you make? Is that poking the spider?
Well, I hope it is. Steve Smith is obviously the best batter in the world in my book. And he's more than happy to take on that pressure, and he's been exceptional for us, especially in Australia over the last few years. So I'm expecting no different from Steve Smith. I know every side that comes out, they always target the captain, and no doubt all our bowlers will be targeting Joe Root as well. If we can start at the top and work our way down, it usually makes our job easier at the back end. So no, I'm no surprise that they've come out and said they're going to target Steve Smith.
And you've come out of the subcontinent where you get a lot of purchase, it's dusty, you get the turn, Nath. Mm. How do you change your bowling when you're in Australia?
I'll go back to what I know best, and that's just bowling with a lot of overspin and just trying to get a use my bounce that I'm able to generate. That's probably my biggest key. So I love bowling in Australia. I love the challenge of the deck's not spinning as much as the subcontinent and having to figure out different ways to get different guys out. So it provides another challenge for spin bowlers out here, but I'm more than happy for it.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time this morning. I can't wait for it to start.
Too easy. Thanks, guys.